Looking deep into the future, Average Network short subject 31, Hey Kids, Let's Put On Some Hearings, takes us to the Winfield S. Poltroon Room of the Kenny Delmar Wing of the President Merkin Muffley Committee Building, somewhere right around, if not actually within the district limits of our nation's capital. Here we find the Senate Armed Services Committee aiding the Intelligence Committee by vetting candidates for National Intelligence Director.
Mr. Peabody, if I might, it says on your resume that for 8 years, beginning in 1984, you were an ice cream vendor in the greater Seattle area. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And I was never once accused of child molestation, though it wasn't for lack of opportunity, Senator Warner.
Uh-huh. While this certainly would have been an experience of note, Mr. Peabody, this does not seem to have been ideal preparation for Director of National Intelligence, or am I missing something?
I think it might be closer than you think, Senator.
Well, perhaps Mr. Peabody.
I think he has a good point, John.
Senator Kennedy, imagine all those eager little faces running toward you demanding things.
It's probably not unlike being on a congressional committee. Mr. Peabody, we certainly appreciate your eagerness. I must warn you that the period in the 70s as a mime could be a bit of a problem, but we shall be in touch. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator McCain, I believe that you have an applicant for us.
Yes, Ted, I do. Hailing from the beautiful, sun-kissed city of Scottsdale, the home of a late, much-beloved Senator Barry Goldwater, allow me to present Tavern Keeper James Willoughby, Arizona Slick Ermanzite.
Well, Mr. Ermanzite, Arizona Slick is certainly a colorful moniker. How do you come by
it, sir? Well, Senator, I used to be a Kansas City Slick, but Kansas City is a little too upscale, and I migratoriated, if you get my drift.
And you are now a tavern keeper.
I runs a little bar called Alimony Ike's. Yeah, he does.
I see, and you are confident that as Director of National Intelligence you could help protect America.
We got to find out about him UFOs, Senator. DGRL Keyholics and Ulama Bin Laden ain't got nothing on the aliens, if you should get my meaning.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Ermanzite. Don't call us, we'll call you.
Okay, kid.
Senator, hey, you got a quarter? This gentleman has 22 drunken disorderly citations, and his license to drive was permanently suspended following his 68th DUI.
Who does he think he is? Me?
The state party put him up. He's somebody's cousin.
Well, he's certainly not political.
No, that he isn't.
Senator Kennedy, you have an applicant, I believe.
Yes, I'm afraid that I do. From South Boston, longtime building inspector, Joseph Patrick Feeney. Mr. Feeney, welcome, sir. Why would you wish to be the DNI?
Senators, writs and commies and terrorists is a lot alike. Writs hide from the light. So the first thing I do is make all real Americans carry flashlights. I think I'd be good at this job on account I like to dig true stuff. And I don't like the writs.
Senators, are you getting the impression that the Intel Committee doesn't take us very seriously?
This is kind of strange, John.
I'm beginning to suspect Intel is sending us all their weirdos.
You calling me a weirdo, Senator?
Yes, Mr. Feeney, I am.
Oh, okay. Go Sox!
Do you really think that Senator Roberts would do that to us? I've always half suspected he would.
Well, be that as it may, we have another one to get through. Is there a Poltergeist out there?
Right here, Senator.
Oh, that Poltergeist. Mr. Representative, welcome. Be seated, please.
I can't. There's a little man in my chair.
Mr. Feeney, you may go.
Go Sox. I ain't done.
Yes, you are. Go away. There you are, Representative Goss. Well, sir, why do you wish to be DNR?
Well, we have to keep the story straight, Senator. I'm actually up for Director of Central Intelligence.
Well, Porter, what are you doing in this hearing? We're doing the DNI search today, not CIA.
Well, DOD and FBI want good DNI, so they arranged for CIA to put its ID on the HSC and keep it from getting too political, which is SOP.
So you want to protect us from politics, Representative Goss?
Absolutely, Senator McCain. Both the President and I have decided that the supreme danger is allowing wicked evil Democrats to politicize the DNI against JD and DOD SOP, which is usually A-OK.
Evil wicked Democrats? Mr. Goss, I take exception to this somewhat harsh characterization.
Present company accepted, Senator.
Well, thank you, sir. I have some doubts about your nomination. Do you really believe you could be objective and analytical rather than swayed by partisan judgments?
Wait a minute. I'll call the Vice President and ask him.
Well, John, highly irregular.
Really? You know, Ted, I've been highly irregular since I took over this committee.
Okay, I've been pretty regular since I stopped running for president every 4 years.
The rest of you is, I'm afraid, rotting away pretty thoroughly.
It's all that damned Arizona sun. Mr. Goss, has the Vice President told you what you think?
Yes, he has, Senator. He says I'm objective.
Well, fine, Representative Goss, and you've never had any management experience?
I managed my mother's vegetable stand once when I was 9. I lost $7. She hit me with a celery stalk. It was sad.
I'm sure it was. Mr. Goss, I hope you understand that we are moving forward on all issues that require forward movement in a truly bipartisan manner. Only this way might we be truly said to be moving forward. And that is, of course, within the spirit of bipartisanship, and as we like to move forward, we do think about these things.
Average Network Short Subject 31, Hey Kids, Let's Put On Some Hearings, was written and produced by Uncle Bob Young and the Average Network. All celebrity impersonations were outsourced. This is Pablo T. Flies for the Average Network. Stay tuned.